This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In just over a month, on October 1st, a critical part of the new Affordable Care Act will take effect. Insurance consumers across the country will be able to go into exchanges, which are online marketplaces, and there they can shop for health care insurance plans from competing providers. Now, here in Georgia, state officials have opposed the Health Care Act, now often called Obamacare by both supporters and opponents. Georgia declined to open its own state exchange, opting to let consumers here shop on an exchange run by the federal government. Other states have taken a different approach, though. Nevada has opened the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange, which is called Nevada Health Link. It's also launched an aggressive public awareness and education campaign. John Hager is executive director of the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. Mr. Hager, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Dennis.
Looking at all the pros and cons, why did officials in Nevada decide to go ahead with their own state exchange?
Well, you know, it's an interesting dynamic here. Nevada was part of the lawsuit that opposed the Affordable Care Act, but at the same time, we wanted to make sure that we had as much control over our destiny as possible. So we went with the state-based exchange. Whether that's right or wrong, it's hard to say. Certainly there have been a lot of complications, a lot of difficulties in setting up the exchange. The other side to this is we also have the ability to inform our citizens a little better on what's going on. We're going to have our call centers in Nevada. We have our enrollment campaign or our advertising campaign has started. We're creating a message that is appropriate for Nevada, not just the one-size-fit-all. So certainly there is a tremendous cost, and the federal government is paying for a lot of it, but that's something to keep in mind. It is a lot of money, and so those states that are foregoing the state-based exchange, they are not spending that kind of money. But in the end, we decided that we wanted to maintain the control of, or as much control as possible of what we're doing.
Do you think that in the long run you may be saving yourself some costs, even though there's a lot of upfront expenditures, because you're going to be able to cover more of the uninsured? At least that's the goal here.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say for sure what direction will be more costlier. Certainly, we think that we've got a good plan in place. Our fees that we're charging to our carriers are going to cost our consumers about $2.5 million less, $2 to $3 million less than what the federally facilitated exchange is going to charge. So we're happy that we can make a system that is less expensive than what the feds are implementing. Long term, difficult to say what's going to happen. One of the things that we wanted to make sure we did, though, was take advantage of the federal funding while it's available. More than likely, there will be some kind of funding that's available in the future for new states that want to do this, but at this point, it's hard to say what that funding, where that funding might come from.
If states have not done this already, are they going to have a tough time getting people aware and at least somewhat familiar with the process if they're starting up now?
The state-based exchanges have pretty much all been working toward this, so they're going to be ready. The federally facilitated exchange has been working toward this as well. While they have not yet necessarily launched their campaigns, they've got a campaign in mind or planned, and so we would expect to start seeing their campaigns soon. And so I think that knowledge and understanding of the Affordable Care Act and of the insurance requirements will increase significantly over the next 3 or 4 months. So I think even those states that have ceded operation to the feds, they will end up getting their dose of advertising and marketing. We just think that by doing the state-based exchange, it helps us mold our message and helps us make sure that we initiate our contracts and grants with the appropriate organizations for our populations within our state. Certainly, if another state chooses at a later date to do a state-based exchange, there will need to be some kind of outreach, but it won't have to be nearly as significant as it will be this year in the start of the Affordable Care Act.
One of the concerns that the insurance commissioner here, Ralph Hudgens, expressed in a letter to Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius is that the cost of the plans, particularly for young people, would be very high. He said they could go as high, at least in some cases, as a 198% increase over what they might be paying under the current system. Have you seen anything like that among the carriers there in Nevada?
Well, certainly there is going to be a jump nationwide for younger individuals. That is a nationwide issue that is implemented by the Affordable Care Act, regardless of whether or not a state does a state-based exchange or cedes operation to the feds. On the flip side of that, you have the advanced premium tax credit that is supposed to help individuals who make lower incomes to be able to afford those increases in cost.